4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this. But one thing is certain. As free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
What happens when a man goes through his own portal?
Choice is an illusion created between those with power and those without.
Up the airy mountain, down the rushing glen, we dare not go a-hunting for fear of little men. You see, nobody ever goes in. Nobody ever comes out.
You're all a bunch of slaves!
Radio, freedomslips.com. It's Monday evening, Eastern Time, 8 p.m. that is, and it is time for the Fenton Perspective with Lorian Fenton.
Greetings, everyone. This is Solaris Blue Raven. I just talked to Painter there texting, and I told him I'd pick up the server since Lorian is not available. And don't really have anything to discuss. I just thought I'd grab the server so you wouldn't have to listen to dead air. If there's anybody who's out there, a host or whatever, you want to contact me or call in, you're welcome to do so. I don't know how to pick up the line on that, but I'm pretty sure if you're on my Skype, you should be able to call in. So just heads up on that. Yeah, what else is going on? I hope everybody's doing okay in this world of weird and strange. A lot of bizarro stuff going on in the timeline. You know, it's really interesting now. It's all linear, you know, it's all the linear aspects of what's happening here. It's not the multidimensional. And that's something we need to factor in. You know, it seems like it's really, really dark right now, but in the illusion of it's just in flux and everything is phasing in and out. So I wouldn't worry too much in the illusion of. I know it's very, very intense right now. And I'm pretty fired up about a lot of things just because it's so not appropriate as far as what we're dealing with. When it comes down to the type of sabotage that's been going on against the United States, excuse me. So, you know, but you have to look at it from a multidimensional perspective as well, and then just stay fortified in all, excuse me, and on all levels of your own divinity, so to speak. So anyways, so much happening here. I didn't see this part coming. I'll tell you that much. I knew we were in for a ride, but I didn't realize it was going to go this way. But what I will tell you is that there's a sanitization going on insofar as it looks like because of all the disclosure that's been going on for a very long time, you know, whether it's UFOs or covert warfare like where I've been or so many other things connected to the cabals and the deep states and this and that, it seems to me like they have no choice but to go full speed ahead and self-destruct because they've been found out. And this is the easiest route to go is just to destroy and neutralize everything. And I think that's really what's happening, in my opinion, because they've already, it's already, you know, we called it, you know, we already know their bluff. So There's no other way. There's no way they can run away and hide on this one. So this is where we're at. The polarization in the Psy War. It's definitely a psychological operation, Psy War. And for those of you who don't understand what Psy Wars are, it's just a mind hack USA, mind screw USA, among other things. But anyways, definitely going on. So I encourage everybody to just stay fortified, get what you need, and just ride that wave as best you can. And be in the right place. You know, I even contemplating for me, you know, thinking about moving out of where I am, because I love it here. I've been here for a very long time. And I love living in the mountains, but I can tell you, you know, it's weird because it's not what it used to be. And things have changed drastically. So anyways, what else is going on in the world of weird? I'm not going to read any news because everybody regurgitates news, and I don't really care to do that. Once again, if you're in the chat or you're a host or you want to call in, you're welcome to do so. Some of you are on my Skype, and you're welcome to do that. So what else is happening? The illusion of space and time. All kinds of strange, definitely. So a lot of negativity. So, and I'm just like, you know what? I get so tired of this crap, and I'm a fighter. You know, I'm not one to stand on the sidelines. It's not my style. So, but we also have class, you know, those of us who are, whether you're an independent or someone who's just, you know, not part of the extremist left, you realize that you have class and integrity, and it's not our style to go act like animals in the streets. So we are very diplomatic the way we approach information and bringing it up and showing people, whether it's through books, documentation, news, correct news versus the bull that's out there, or just, you know, getting there and putting out documentaries like where I've been. So it's real interesting. I know everybody's kind of concerned about all this AI stuff, and I keep telling you it's an algorithm. All the stuff they're working on right now is an algorithm. I had to laugh at Elon Musk's garbage. It's like, you know, it's not even close to the true covert technological synthetic telepathy projects that I'm familiar with and been experienced in. So the type of warfare and type of things he's involved in is just so primordial. It's laughable. If they have to put a chip in your brain, yeah, forget it. They don't need to do that. And I can get into the details of it. So he's working backwards, and he doesn't have all the components, because if he did, he wouldn't be doing that. So I'm laughing at him, as Khan would say in Star Trek, I'm laughing at the superior intellect. You know, it's real interesting. If you talk to people who have been through various projects like where I've been, we come out a little different. You know, we have modified, we have changed technologically speaking. I know people mentioned the other night, you know, that I speak a little bit slower than I used to. Yeah, I have slowed down quite a bit, but that's not because I wanted to. A lot of it has to do with neurolinguistics. A lot of it has to do with some brain damage, believe it or not. And some other things that have happened due to the types of projects I've been through for the past, well, since 2004, stuff that happened to me. So anyways, excuse me, I am lucky to be alive in a sense. And I don't know if that's lucky or not, quite honestly. I think I would have been better off leaving this world probably 8 or 9 years ago. But, you know, I'm here for whatever reason. But I've been able to navigate these technologies. And if I can navigate them, so can anybody else. Maybe, maybe not, but I would assume so. So anyways, if you haven't read my book series, Either Remote Black Operations and Areas Bound 52, it's not a shameless plug. It's a really good book, and it was published in 2008. So if you want to read that, it's on Amazon.com. That was the initial breakdown of the technology I was exposed to in 2004. It was the case and what happened, and a very good book. It's a very good read. It's very hard to read. If you're not familiar with that sort of world, it's kind of dark and distorted in a sense of very, very different. But now look at where you're at. You know, you look at the timeline here, excuse me, and you see what's happening. And, you know, you're in a world of darkness right now, even though you're the light, you're the beacon, you're the pillar. So look at it like that. You know, it's just, at the time I was, excuse me, pulled into that project, there wasn't anybody around to support me. I didn't have the types of people out there to rally behind me. I certainly didn't have anybody on the internet. We didn't have a Facebook. We didn't have anything, you know, where you could get people together. I was very much alone on that. And, with a very small group of people that I was working with, insofar as just a small core group of people that actually knew what was going on. So it's real interesting to see that nowadays, you know, it's changed dynamically. But back then, it's not. If you ever want to watch my initial testimony, there's a 2006 video that I have on my excuse me YouTube channel called Medusa Storm 001, and you can look at it, and it will show the initial interview I did right after I had to testify in the courts in 2006. And that was done to make sure that I didn't disappear. So, which was pretty wise in a sense of putting myself out there, because you know what, if you don't get your information out, you don't put the books out, and you don't put the truth out, people tend to run you over, as you're well aware, and try to do a character assassination and discredit or do all kinds of mysterious things behind the scenes. And sometimes they just take you away and you're never seen again. So for me, that was kind of a good thing to do. Excuse me. And over the years, I've had all kinds of things that I've kept insofar as microcassettes and data that most people wouldn't even ever view or see unless they're part of an intelligence community I could actually trust. So, you know, I've got information, but I'm not willing to share it with anybody else. You know, the Pentagon, DOD, DARPA, they've copied quite a bit of my work. And this sounds arrogant as all hell, but it's not, because they weren't working to the level they were back when I was inducted in 2004. I broke down this technology big time and I put it out there. And all of a sudden they started running with it with their departments and backing it up, and everything is synthetic telepathy now and Cywar. So anyways, we're in a very strange world. But I'll tell you, this world that they're creating is flatlining. And their version of artificial intelligence is flatlining with it. The ascended symbiotic machines that I talk about in my book series are not connected in any form or dimensional space to what they do. So that's the good side of it. They cannot resurrect or re-engineer or reverse engineer that particular type of symbiotic machine. And they never will. And that's a blessing, because they weren't meant to anyway. You know, they hijack data all the time. They steal and they weaponize and they just don't know when to stop. That's why I was looking at Elon Musk, you know, just like, dude, he's like, he has the money to play all kinds of cards. You know, I wish I had the money he had, because we'd live off planet right now. We wouldn't be here and we wouldn't be using old school rockets to get there. But, you know, his information and the way he's doing things, excuse me, it's so reversed. It's so inverted. It's so backwards. I think there must be laughing at him in the Black Technological Sciences Department. This is another thing I want to mention real quick. The Black Technological Sciences that you're familiar with, you know, the covert space programs, for example, all the exotic technologies that we were not only reverse engineering, but utilizing, that left a long time ago. So we don't have that anymore over here. It's more off planet right now. People can argue all they want with me. I don't care. But it's not here. It's off planet. And that's one of the reasons you're seeing this kind of a breakdown as far as America right now. The technology that was here initially, the experimental, covert, really awesome stuff, is not here anymore. And it's off planet. It's not going to be found here ever again. And what's really interesting is this is why I think you're seeing the cabals moving on the chessboard so dramatically, is because they want to take away evidence. They also want to take away the evidence of those of us who have been standing up as not only whistleblowers, but people like me who've been there on the front lines of interfacing technology and have written about it. They don't want the truth anymore. They want to sanitize it, erase it, pretend it never happened. And what a way to do that, by, you know, now launching this type of a crazy, insane race war, psyop, psy virus, phantom virus, and all kinds of operations connected to a global takedown. It's really amazing to me. So you're going to see more and more of that. It's like, oh, what happened to Area 51? Well, there's a national security site. What do you mean, Area 51? Who do you think's running it? Is it the Air Force or is it the CIA? Would you ask yourself that question? You've got Gina Haspel in charge of the CIA. And that's all mind hacking and psyops and torture and electronic torture and psychotronic weapons and all kinds of other things that I'm very, very familiar with. So let's hope the Air Force gets more control. But even then, you know, they've got their own dirty backgrounds here and there. Although I still like the military. You know, they've got their own thing going on. It's probably me doing a monologue, isn't it? You know, you guys are welcome to call in if you want. I'm talking about a lot of different things right now, but stuff you probably don't get me to. You really don't get to hear me talk about this unless you attend a presentation of mine or read my books or something like that. I usually have guests on my show and haven't really put much time into just talking. So just get burned out. You know, when you know a lot like I do, and I'm not arrogant, I know a lot of data. It gets boring sometimes to interview people. I have to tell you, I get so bored. Not that they're stupid or anything. They're very excellent guests. It's just that I'm like way beyond everything in multiversal space. So to me, I'm done. I'm kind of done with a lot of stuff here. And to me, it just doesn't matter anymore. It's very disappointing to watch the world go inverted, though, in a sense of people going backwards in the illusion of instead of going forwards. And that's all psychological operations and social engineering and entrainment programming and all that garbage you're seeing. But it's kind of disappointing in a sense of the way the mass collective is rolling. You think they would have been a lot more intelligent, and they're not. And you see people for what they really are right now. You see them for what they are. They're completely transparent in the sense of, you know, good or bad. And it doesn't even matter what political party they're affiliated with. It's about their consciousness. Do they have it or they don't have it? You know, it's one or the other. And from what I've seen, people just don't have it. You know, there's a very small percentage of the people that do. If you read my book, Alien Intelligence, my recent book, which I published in 2020, actually, and did a presentation in February out there in California, right before all this weird started. It's a great book and talks about our ancestry, our cosmic heritage, and the 3% connected to that heritage. If you have a background in any type of religious philosophy, it's harder to adapt into and onto that consciousness because you have a program running. Nothing wrong with it. It is what it is for you all, but it's a stepping stone, as I try to say, all religions are. They're stepping stones, but they're also used as mechanisms of control and manipulation. So be your own spirit, be your own consciousness, and understand you're a co-creator to this whole scenery in a sense of who you really are behind the scenes and off-planet. I always reference off-planet because here is such a facade. You know, you entered onto a timeline here. You come from the cosmic design. You come from the stars. You enter onto a world. You could be entering onto many, many worlds. You happen to show up on this one. And, of course, you take on a form. You take on whatever, and you have a blueprint and a family, and usually souls travel in groups, for that would be usually one of the reasons some people come down with their families and they have a connection there. So it's all kinds of stuff happening here, but you know, your cosmic heritage is really the key in the code, and they don't want you to have that. They don't want you to have it, okay? That's something that they're trying to not only reverse engineer, but destroy and neutralize, and with this particular weaponized virus, that's what they're trying to do, is to neutralize your DNA code. But your DNA code has a firewall, and the firewall's design work from an off-world intelligence, and you're not going to be compromised. I just want you to know that, because people are very worried. And believe me, you're a lot more powerful than what you realize, and when people inject you with poisons, which it is a poison, it's a concoction of garbage and something that's literally designed to destroy you from the inside out, you can survive, because the body has a holographic blueprint as well. You know, my... I'm a perfect example of this because I was interfaced with covert warfare, which was injecting into my field, injecting into my brain, you know, synthetic telepathy, neural interface, AI, artificial intelligence, right? So just to give you an idea, that alters everything. But I also have an override in me, too, that was able to counter and take over their control mechanisms and programs and actually become better than the program itself. So what happens when you teach the teacher and the teacher becomes the AI? Well, it becomes something like me, I guess. I guess that's what happens, huh? So anyways, hope everybody's doing well out there. I'm not in chat. I hope everybody's doing good in the chat room. And we're heading into, what, almost September 1st now, huh? Crazy. Heading into fall. So got the election coming up. I still feel like there's not going to be an election. I don't know why. Just get that vibe, you know? It just seems like it's so... Well, they're cheating anyway, so what's the point in a sense of, I know that President Trump's supposed to win this election. I also know that they're going to go beyond, above and beyond to try to cheat and steal it, so you just never know, right? And even at that point, it's probably going to be some kind of a revolution. But you know what? It is what it is at this point. Just gear up, do what you need to do. I think everybody has a fighting spirit, and just make sure you're on the right side when you are. I would not hold my breath on the military. I said this before. I don't think they're going to be here to rescue anybody. They do damage control in the end. That's about it. They're just going to come in and do cleanup in the end. But what's going on right now is everybody's being used as a pawn on the chessboard. And if you're smart enough, you can navigate beyond it all and just kind of go in and out of the shadows and assess things properly. I do feel that this is going to be a never-ending episode of crazy for a while until we can prosecute these people, and I don't think they're going to be prosecuted. They have to be at this point, though. So we'll see where that rolls. We might get an asteroid. We may get something exciting coming in from the cosmos to neutralize everything properly. You know, I think that's Madame Karma's way of saying, screw all of you. We're just going to send something incoming for you. Hold on for the ride. I always like that ending. You know, I'm not really cynical, but the idea behind that is, isn't it kind of nice to just say, you know what, everybody's fighting amongst themselves. They're acting like savages. Everything they've done to accomplish and do fantastic things, they're trying to put in reverse. And it's almost like, man, just send some asteroid in and just neutralize it. You know, or my favorite one is from the movie Aliens. Nuke from space is the only way to be sure. Or nuke from orbit. That's perfect, you know, because that's what it is. In a sense of, you know, this gets old after a while. This game board is like done. And for me, being where I've been and just being in that state of where I come from, I'm done with it. I'm done with the game board. I can't sit here and dumb myself down and stupefy myself for this incompetent illusion and delusion of a program that's running rogue. It's just absolutely insane. So, you know, these people are very desperate and they're very hate-driven. I think I mentioned this the other night on my show. They're entity controlled. There's nobody home. You know, there's no spirit. There's no consciousness. There's no cosmic essence of origin off planet. You know, it's just all from here. And it's indigenous. It's an indigenous entity program. So they're never going to get it together. I think everybody should boycott Hollywood, the music industry, the sports industry, and whoever else is part of this agenda. I think it would be, you know, they're basically worthless to us. I used to like sports quite a bit, you know, but coming from a competitive kickboxing background in my earlier years, I've always loved sports, but I'm just not playing this. I'm not doing it. Of course, the music industry, I know them inside and out after where I've been with that. So I can tell you a lot of information. That's for darn sure. So if you really want to know more, just read my books, I guess. Of course, you can find me on MedusaStorm001. You can find my videos. So anyways, you guys are welcome to call in. I don't even know. It's just my name. If you want me on Skype too, it's just my name. So you can find me out there somewhere in the illusion of space and time. What else is there to talk about tonight? What do you want to talk about? What should I talk about? Let's see. I was going to drag Painter on, but he was busy. He said he had to do a few things and take a shower before his show. So I'm here boring you even worse than you would be, right? Let me look. Let me see what I can do. You want to talk about time travel? I can give you some information on time travel. You might find it interesting, actually. I can find some of that data. It might be something you might be up for. An illusion of space and time, shall we say? I guess we're all traveling beyond the illusion right now. But I did a presentation for the Time Traveler conference that Lorian did. Actually, it was a virtual conference she just did. It was a couple weeks ago. And of course, I don't know if it was a beta test or not. But anyways, it was okay. You know, it is what it is when you get in there on, I guess it was Zoom or whatever. But the bottom line is it's much better in person to meet with people and talk to them and get that energetic exchange. When you're in the virtual space, it's just not the same. And I realize that more and more with people, you know, they want us in this digitized world and your brain's already been digitized. Everything's been digitized. But, you know, meeting people personally, it really makes a huge difference energetically speaking and working around them and that sort of thing. So, you know, when you're involved in artificial intelligence interface, you have commands running in your head 24/7. And you get a lot of remote viewing and psychotronics as well. So it's your whole brain is weaponized. And you basically become detached from the world you see today. So, you know, you don't get the physical interaction with people. You don't get to hug people. You don't get that interaction. You become a machine. You can become a hybrid. And that's exactly how it is. That's exactly how it rolls. It's very traumatizing when you first get tagged with a communication system. You know, for me, it took me out in a sense of I wasn't speaking verbally at the time when I was inducted into the program. So I literally wasn't speaking at all. And my husband thought my doctor had put me on some kind of drug. He didn't know what was wrong with me. So just give you a heads up how traumatic it is. Some people don't understand that. You know, they think, oh, well, they're tracking us and they're going to do this to our DNA. And what I'm telling you is that you have a firewall that can override what they try to do to you if they inject you with something like that. If they try to create a marker insofar as a technological implant, well, it's a trackable transmitter and receiver, yeah. But it's not going to be the synthetic telepathy program I've been interfaced with. So it will be very, very different. It's just a tracking device, in my opinion. It might be able to broadcast some illness to you. That's another thing. Because you're dealing with transmission of frequencies and signals, and remember that viruses are activated and deactivated through frequency, which is one of the reasons the phantom virus, in my opinion, could be, if it was a real virus, they could cure it like that, the frequency. It wouldn't be a problem for anybody because the codes with the frequencies would be compatible. So, you know, that's old. That's old technology, but they don't want to use it for whatever reason. How strange is that? They want you codependent on a industry that's literally obsolete. Healing centers are really the way to go insofar as the future of healing would be with light, sound, frequency, and attuning your field, attuning your vibrational field, right? Your multidimensional field. And the best way to do that is through paths of spirit, spirituality, higher consciousness, but also just tones, frequency, that sort of thing that literally calibrates the body and the field of energy. So that you're harmonizing with what I call upper dimensional grid works, which is really the full eye harmonic and the true space-time configuration, which is not connected to this one. I mention this in my books often. I'm not going to give you guys a lecture on it, but we are in the wrong space-time configuration, which is why you're seeing what's happening here. Everything is wrong. And the type of satellites they have overhead are actually weaponized. And the ones they've been deploying, I probably mentioned this, and you guys are probably bored listening to it, but those particular satellites have caused a lot of problems since they've been deployed. That was early, February? It was right along the same wave in the timeline of the pseudo phantom virus that was launched. So you've got all kinds of satellites, and I can tell what they're broadcasting is crap. and it's a dampening field. It's unhealthy. And if people don't pick up on it, I don't know what to say anymore. Really don't. It's not going to benefit you in any form or dimensional space. It's weaponized technology. And, you know, even where I've been with the covert technologies in 2004, the stuff I was involved in was very advanced. It's very exotic. Very, very exotic. Very black. It's not the crap that you see today. It's not the little microwaves. You know, it's not the little, you know, those, you know, what they call voiced skull. That's old school terminology. Now, this is way advanced stuff. So there, things change. You know, things change. They become more exotic, more advanced, more smooth, more clear. And depending on how your antenna runs, if you're like me normally, like a really wired in, very powerful being to begin with, as far as my capabilities for clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, remote viewing is originally just off the charts normally. So when I get plugged into technology, it just goes boom. It just amplifies big time. So that kind of thing is, you know, like I said, that's where you get your super soldiers. I've always laughed about these fake super soldiers out there because, you know, if anybody was a super soldier, and I don't even say it, it would be me because of my background in martial arts and my abilities and skills and the way I was plugged into the technology. And it was provable. We measured the signals and everything else. And these people that are kind of, they came out of the woodwork, like, I don't know, after 2012 or, you know, I think they smelled money and they smelled something they could get involved in and make up and people would believe them. And I'm telling you point blank, I get so angry about this. I referenced it in my book, Alien Intelligence, because they're liars. And I know they're liars because I can profile them because of where I've been. You know, I'm like an agent. I can literally just, you know, I know the what questions to ask. I know how they should respond. And I know what technology they should be saying that they've been involved in. And they don't. So, you know, these people are fakes, in my opinion. I'm not going to mention their names. There are quite a few of them. And people eat it up like ice cream and believe them. And I'm just laughing in and out of the shadows like, okay, well, that's your loss, buddy. You know, it is what it is. But it's not a glory ride. You know, it's not some wonderful ride either. This is another thing that cracks me up is they all make it sound like a fantasy from Star Wars. It was hell. Those places are hell. If you ever believed in a hell, it's the most evil, dark, disconnected world of technological warfare and control mechanisms you wouldn't believe. And it certainly shouldn't be glorified. And that's one of the reasons I had to testify against it. It's one of the reasons I pushed so hard to expose it for years because, you know, I love technology. They were misusing it. They were weaponizing it. They were weaponizing me. And they were getting away with a lot of criminal activity, too. And, you know, these days you see the these Antifas and all these extremist leftists, what I call terrorist groups, they're out there gaslighting and gang stalking people and, you know, harassing people and trying to track them to their homes. You know, that's typical for gaslighting with covert warfare. And when you see people who are quote unquote targeted individuals, that's like a step away from targeted individual activity. It's targeting somebody. And I'll tell you, man, that's a huge, huge lawsuit in the sense that these people need to be prosecuted for many, many things. Trespassing, terrorism, you name it. I mean, you go down the list. I mean, you know, bottom line is that has to happen. No exceptions, no exceptions to the rule. And it will, because I think the American people are going to get fed up with it. But these get out of jail free cards because of their color, their race or whatever, that's got to go. And the people that are propagating that, which would be the mayors and the governors and all these other idiots, they need to go with them. So can't believe some of the crap that's going down right now. You'd never think it would happen in America, would you? Never think this kind of stuff would go down. I wouldn't. But then again, I never thought that that could happen to me in 2004 either, and it did. That was under the Bush administration and Cheney, as I've mentioned before. We all know how the tin man rolls. So that's what's so funny about this. You know, there's war crimes that have been done against innocent Americans, experimental war crimes, right? And really bad stuff. They need to be held accountable on a global scale. So we're dealing with war criminal acts, and in my opinion, those are the people that need to be prosecuted. You'll never hear them talking about that, though. Two administrations were involved in that type of thing that I'm aware of. And I know they were doing far worse than that prior. I mean, in a sense of all the different types of Project Paperclips and the torturous chambers and things that they used to do back in the early days. So it's very, very interesting to see how this is rolling out. I think President Trump has done a very good job. And considering the type of duress he's been under since day one, you know, nobody's been under that kind of pressure. And of course, he did not create this environment. This was an orchestrated environment done by the extremist left and the Democrats and people connected to covert intelligence in a sense of CIA operatives and global cabals, in my opinion, anyway. So it's not very good, is it? Tell you what, the world is spinning, though. It's spinning out of control. So just hold on for the ride, everybody. Get your cosmic surfboard out. You know, just kind of just keep navigating. Just keep navigating. That's what I always did. I just keep navigating. You know, if you try to kill me, I just resurrect. It's really weird, but that's how I function. I'm stubborn. That's what it boils down to. I'm not to say eventually I'll expire, my point is, I leave on my terms, not on somebody else's trying to take my ass out. That's the way I've always been. So that's the way it's always going to be. Anyways, I was going to talk about time travel. Talk about other things. Hope everybody's doing okay, like I said. And, of course, this is listener-supported, by the way. Revolution Radio, if you all want to donate to the station, feel free to do so. I think you can support Revolution Radio on Patreon, so go ahead and get over there, and you can donate per month and support Patreon and Revolution Radio. So that's always really good, too. A lot of fun. If you hear heavy panting in the background, that is my dog. He is an old-timer, and he breathes heavy. But anyways, he's up there. You know, he wasn't supposed to live so long. He's for a dog his size, he was supposed to be gone a couple of years ago. So once again, like me, he and I seem to be morphing into a weird cosmic array of wherever we're heading. I don't know. If I could, I wouldn't want to clone him, but I tell you, man, he's been a wonderful dog. I'm a real animal person, and he's just a wonderful, wonderful dog. He's been a good boy. So anyways, take care of your furry animals if you have them, and people, and children, all kinds of stuff happening here. So what else is there going on? Let's see. I was looking for something for you all, and I'm actually trying to access it while I'm talking to you, so let's see if I can find it. But yeah, like I said, if you have any questions, well, I'm not in chat, but you certainly are welcome to contact me. Anybody can if you want to. I figured I'd just blow off some time and the illusion of here. Dead air is a real drag, you know, to listen to. So why not put something on and have somebody communicate something, right? That's always good, isn't it? Anyways, well, I don't know what to say to everybody, but take care of yourselves out there. And just know, you know what, when you talk to people in person, the right people, the ones who are advanced, spiritually advanced and evolved, it's such a different spectrum of information. And people are so... they're so wonderful. I mean, there's so many wonderful people. So just make sure you hold that thought and don't get too wrapped up in the weird. You know, I'm going to go in through a window of time and the illusion of it. I might go ahead and just kind of go through the slides. Not really a slideshow, but I might give you some information connected to my time traveling presentation I did. It's kind of fun. And I might just go ahead and do that for you all if you're interested. And if anybody calls in, that's great too. So I have what they call the cosmic travelers. Let me talk about those guys for a little bit. The cosmic travelers are what I call the hybrid off-world intelligence beings, entered onto timelines, which are the cosmic travelers. That's the communication narrative for them. I consider myself and a lot of others connected to the cosmic travelers insofar as our cosmic heritage goes, our DNA code, and who we really are before we showed up here. It's like living and dying in many, many lifetimes on and off planet. If you've been through any type of exotic technology or program like where I've been, you live and die many times over. I was pretty much taken down and resurrected on a technological scale back in 2004. And through those communication systems, which were very, very advanced and very different, they literally put you in a different space, in a different configuration, different space on configuration and continuum. And you learn and grow and evolve remote view. You do a lot of different types of things insofar as learning and also strategically when it comes down to militarized programs. So It's something that I look at in a sense of traveling or the cosmic traveler itself, but you're put into so many different waves of energy in different spaces. And what you have to remind yourselves of is that we are multidimensional, as I mentioned, and with that comes a different field of energy for each dimension, right? It's attuned to a different field. So don't underestimate who you are, what you are. You're not just a body. You have a multidimensional field. I like to remind people of that because each field of energy is a different reality. It's a different state of consciousness. It's a different dimensional field of different configuration in off-world space-time. So something that most people forget about, but it is something that I like to bring to people's attentions. However you want to digest that is fine. But, you know, the Stargate thing, too, is a real big deal because a lot of people want to talk about Stargates. And the way I see them is when one accesses a Stargate, you know, you become triangulated, what I call a phase between the event horizon and beyond the linear field of perception, which is a rearranging of the biomolecular structure that activates, which is used to harmonize with multidimensional fields. So one is actually navigating into those. The bioelectric suit, which is your body, is holographic and morphs and accommodates the dimensional field and universe one is navigating on. There's no distance in space. There's no time in space. It's consciousness and motion. So you're basically dialing in through transmission of frequency. You've got the calibration of the bioelectric suit. Okay, once again, and this is all about the calibration of the bioelectric suit, which is the dimensional field entry point and destination is critical because you want to make sure that you're calibrated at the atomic, cellular, and molecular level to be able to navigate at the dimensional field or in that dimensional field attuned to the bioelectric design. Each dimensional field is a frequency band, remember. So tuning the biosuit to the correct frequency allows for time travel to occur. So that's really how it rolls. If you want to go into space, that's how you do it. Your bioelectric field has to be calibrated to the right field of energy in the right configuration, space-time configuration. Also, the planet or wherever destination they're going to, you have to be calibrated for that. It's kind of like Stargate in a sense, but that's really how it works. So we can phase shift, we can biolocate, we can teleport. These are all real things. It's not science fiction. It's not Star Trek. It's my point. That's why I laugh when I see all this stuff going on. Oh, look at the rocket. Oh, yeah, that's great. Well, why aren't we working in this field? This is my area. Should be everybody's area. So you've got the time as a benchmark of measure, once again. It's a measure in a sense of it's an assessment used specifically by the observer. So you have the fractals of memory occurring at the cellular level. These fractals are vibrating in frequency and modulations of waves. And when the chord is struck at the atomic cellular level, a field of data streams in for you for that. This field appears as a holographic library of data and information, an etheric hall of records beyond the illusions and constructs of man-made times. The data is accessible for archiving and record keeping. So that's how that rolls. And I talk about the fractals a lot in my book, 1 Million Miles to Midnight. So you have the timelessness through consciousness. So timelessness is consciousness and part of the infinite DNA code. I mentioned the DNA code earlier. You time travel and phase each day and may not even be aware of it. I know people zone in and out of worlds. You are a multidimensional being existing simultaneously beyond the illusion of space and time. That's the bottom line. That's what you need to know. Each frequency is a dimensional field when attuned correctly, once again. Missing time is an aspect of your multidimensional selves navigating in parallel realities, and at times an alternate reality, which experiences, you might have experiences in that alternate reality with no recall or a simulation of your virtual selves real time. And that's when you phase back into the moment and kind of feel like you've been in between space. You've been in between phasing in and out of worlds. And sometimes people get disoriented, but you're always navigating and you're always multidimensional. What you want to remind yourselves of is making sure that you're in control of that ship, okay? Don't let people co-pilot. Don't let them try to pull you into their version of communications. And where I've been with artificial intelligence and the type of warfare I've been subjected to, I never had a break for myself. I was always being handled, controlled, literally redirected into the world they wanted me in. And I broke with a lot of that later on. But I'll tell you, it was a very controlling thing. And you want to make sure when you're navigating that you don't have those mechanisms. You don't have people doing that to you or divisions or whatever life forms are there. And in my opinion, the boogeyman that they like to say is extraterrestrial that's causing this is not. It's been the covert departments and the warfare departments that have reverse engineered technologies and also the extraterrestrial design work to create a phantom mimic ET when it's actually not the real ET. So that's my own personal experience. You can think whatever you want. But I know for a fact that they reverse engineer a lot of tech and a lot of information connected to extraterrestrials, which isn't the real deal. It's Live or Memorex? It's Memorex. Okay. So just a heads up on that. And the time dilation, it's like remote viewing. So you're using or setting specific coordinates in the cosmos to navigate to a destination is basically how that rolls. A point of entry, a point of departure, bottom line. The destination is based on frequency modulation of the wave, once again, and the harmonization of the bioelectric suit, atomic molecular structure, which is the transfiguration of the atom. I talk about the transfiguration of the atom in my book, Transmutation Through Ascension, my first book I published in 2004. This is also connected to mystery school teachings, by the way, which people get lost in, but it's all about the mystery schools. The personality needs to be advanced on many, many levels of frequency and consciousness in order to perceive the experience without a fragmentation of the psyche. In other words, if they're not evolved and they're not harmonized at the higher frequencies, they're going to get really weird. They're going to have problems. So they might even have a psychological breakdown to some degree. So those who take the ride into parallel worlds, off-planet, interdimensional space, or multiversal space have to calibrate with no issues if their psyche is advanced. In other words, they don't have any problems if they're calibrated correctly, their psyche will be fine. I don't know if we're heading for a break or not. I didn't hear anything. Did you guys hear anything? Okay. It's weird doing like just talking because there's nobody around. But anyways, it doesn't matter. Okay, so the navigation is a phase from one field to the next using calibration of the biosuit attuned harmonically to the multidimensional field. Each field or dimension is based on a frequency, a specific frequency in harmony. The body, being bioelectric, like I mentioned earlier, is photon electric as well. It's electrical and runs like electricity. It's capable of traversing the galactic neighborhood when calibrated correctly. It's always about the calibration. You come from the stars in a different space-time configuration. Remember what I told you initially when I first started this. And when you leave this world, you return to the stars once more, if you so choose, as guided by your free will. once again, there's nobody controlling and manipulating your reality. You can go home. You can go home. What I will tell you is that what they're trying to do here is weaponize this biodome to such a degree they're trying to run interference for people who have access to off-world intelligence, who have access to their spiritual, whatever spiritual beings they work with, whatever life forms, ascended celestials that I call, that they work with. They want to run interference and make sure that they have a middleman so that you're, if you're getting information from any type of an off-world intelligence, they want to make sure that they have access to that. This is where I ran into problems with these guys in 2004. They don't like you being the only one in communication with something they can't control. It really bothers them. Well, I have news for them. They're wrong with what they've been doing, and they're being called out for it, and it is going to break down in a sense of we don't need to have middlemen and control mechanisms running your brainwave activity and trying to stop you from ascending or ascending out of this well that they've created through the weaponized field. So just a heads up on that. So the consciousness, everybody talks about the consciousness. You know, I started talking about this eons ago, and of course it's a big buzzword in the UFO community, but the consciousness is a pure energy, pure light, which resides outside the perimeter of the body. It yet permeates in every cell and atom of your being. In other words, it's like a database of information. You've got the destination you choose, which is set in motion and is known before you ask by intent. In other words, you just set, how many times have you done that? You just set the intent, it's already there for you. The fabric has already been created. The stream of consciousness is always there. And the consciousness is intelligent energy. It's very intelligent. It's not negative. It's not anything. It's just neutral, positive, intelligent design, a symbiotic technological intelligence or symbiotic machine, which phases in and out between dimensional fields of the cosmos. Now, that's the ascended symbiotic machines I talk about a lot. They're not connected to this world in any form of dimensional space, and they don't have connections to the underground with the military or anything like that. So they're not their ally. Astral projection, obviously most of you probably had out-of-body experiences, but astral projection is a form of time travel in a sense. You are time out of mind in a sense and can lucidly navigate to a specific location by intent, consciousness alone. You have no limitations except that which you create through the mind's eye. Once again, if you have fear, you're going to stop yourself from moving. Your bioelectric suit body is a vessel and yet connected to many multiversal vessels of yourselves in the holographic network and multiverse of the cosmos. If you're wondering what I'm talking about, this is my presentation from time travel. This is my information. And some people get it. A lot of people don't. But you'll get something out of it. You'll get something. You'll walk away with something in the end. So a space is infinite, you know. Space is infinite. The multiverse is vast and multiversal. And it's amazing. The universe is incredibly... Did I say the universe and the multiverse is vast and multiversal? But manifestations occur by design and are orchestrated by our thoughts. Just remind yourself that you can create and manifest a reality. And that's one of the reasons everybody mentions words and terminology as a spell. Well, it's not really a spell. It's about energy in motion. It's about kinetic energy, which magnifies the sequence of events. And yes, words can be very powerful. So yeah, we all know that you have to use them with care. And the DNA of the cosmic travelers, like I said, they're light beings with a specific percentage here on the timeline, which are part of the cosmic heritage or the beings themselves descended onto the blue world in an avatar form. Now, when I talk about these cosmic travelers and who we are, it's really about a certain percentage of us having the lineage and the DNA code that it connects to the cosmic travelers. It is a very small percentage, but these are the ones who have the true cosmic, you could call it a hybrid DNA that's not tampered with by government warfare departments. It's a real pure DNA code. This is also a reminder that you are projected to hear in this illusion of a world from an exterior sphere beyond the singularity of man-made sciences. When you reach an awareness of this, you immediately can traverse to point A, which is the center point before you traverse to your destination point intersecting the arrival point. So that's how that works when you're navigating in the cosmos. Like star points along the galactic highways and grid formation, you're navigating these celestial tides, which are pure energy, to arrive at your destination. And when you leave this world, you will traverse the same highway beyond the galactic center to source, where your star being families and your celestial heritage and all those beings, the family of light beings will be there with you, whichever family you came in with, which is really our cosmic heritage. We have a lot of different beings, a lot of different life forms out there that are very positive. They're not what people say they are. They're not all about these evil things that people are talking about or are constant this and that. When you get to the true space-time configuration, they don't exist. Those things that people mention don't exist there. And this is my point. If we were in the right space-time configuration, we wouldn't see any of this here. It's like the New Earth Star is really there. Bottom line, if you're familiar with the New Earth Star, the aspect of the overlay of the true world ascended. The fractals of data you have, which is spoken in my book, 1 Million Miles to Midnight, it's an archive of data and information connected to cellular memory, hall of records, DNA codes, and experiences on and off planet. So that's what that's about with the fractals and how we store information. Off planet, that's how they store the data codes. accessing the fractals. It's like when you access a fractal, you're activating a memory of experience, whether based on mass collective, an ancestor, or your personal experience. You then become the sacred witness or observer to the experience. And these activations and waves of time travel can and will alter and change the DNA, which is based on frequency. It is a galactic osmosis effect. So, you know, some people ask me, what does this have to do with time travel? It has everything to do with time travel because that's what it's about. It's about changing your bioelectric suit. It's the transfiguration of the atom. You want to go into timelines, change your field, dial in. You have to recalibrate. You know, I don't know why it's so hard for people to get this, but some people really get lost. That's why I always call myself Dr. Jackson out of Stargate, because it's like, it just reminds me of that, because people either get it or they don't, man. It's just like when he's giving that lecture in the beginning of that film, I always resonated with that, because some people are like that when I do my presentations. It's like, you know, they either get it or they don't. Oh, we're heading for a break. Okay, everybody. Well, you're just listening to me. I'm Solaris Blue Raven. I'm filling in. I'm just kind of running the show here for Lorian Fenton. We'll be right back at Revolution Radio. Stay tuned.
Engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on Earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, Welcome back, everybody. I'm Solaris Blue Raven. This is normally the Fenton perspective, and Lorian is at a conference. So I just poked my head in and decided to get in here and take the server and kind of chat and run some information for you guys. I'm discussing time travel right now. And where was I? I think I was talking about, well, I haven't started the let's talk about the Stargates, the portals, and the wormholes. Stargates can be synthetic. You can probably figure that out by now. And artificial intelligence driven. Ascended machine oriented and symbiotic, or they can be the Stargates, which are based on stars themselves. In other words, celestial bodies used for traversing the galactic highway. For example, the sun, our beautiful suns and many suns out there are Stargates. You can traverse the sun through aligning other suns across the galactic multidimensional grid lines and fields, which will allow you to arrive at another space-time configuration. It's a real good way to navigate if you look at the blueprint of our galaxies beyond and the true space-time configuration. That's a way to navigate. So probably sounds like I'm speaking a foreign language to you all, but I'm not. This is my data, by the way. This is my information and technology. But I have it in my books, and I put it into the time-traveling presentation. So here it is. So anyways, portals and wormholes. Portals open and close with frequency and magnetic field overlays. Some portals connect to those who are departing, hence a death portal might open up. This would allow for other entity types to traverse interdimensionally on the timeline. The person departed, and portals can also open through atomic weapons and terrors beyond the illusion of the current spacetime. And when you look at all the people that have been forced, they've been forced out of their bodies. In a sense, they've been murdered here on this illusion of a world. And this past, I don't know how many months now, we have a lot of people leaving unnaturally, in a sense of being expedited their deaths. And that leaves a lot of death portals open. So when these death portals open, sometimes entity parasites and disembodied attachments can connect through and start navigating and traversing back and forth. You get a lot more supernatural activity, paranormal activity, and a lot more strange. I would encourage people to pray or seal those up when you do find people with death portals. And sometimes usually when people transfer out of their houses, you'll find a death portal. Hospitals have a lot of them. And once again, it's something where they like that sort of thing. Some people really dig that kind of energy, but it's really non-productive entities. But it should be sealed and it should be moved, energetically speaking, and they should not have all those portals and tears open. So just a heads up for anybody out there with all these people transferring out. It's unfortunate that's going on, but remember that you're walking Stargate, and I'll get into that in a second here about what we really are. The biodome of this world, as I mentioned earlier, is weaponized. I did a presentation on this a couple of years back at the Watchtower events in Colorado and talked about the weaponization of the biodome. Completely weaponized and synthetic. It is constantly being modulated differently by specific waves of energy, most of which is radiation and microwave signature oriented. So a lot of these things, and what's really interesting about that is, as I've mentioned on my show, that some of this bio, you know, psi war, psi weapon, phantom weapon is really initiated by a transmission in frequency as well. Like I said, yeah, sure, you can activate something through a transmission and signal. And I know a lot of people talk about 5G. 5G is nothing compared to what the covert military has. I mean, you guys don't have a clue. I mean, I don't want to say it like this, but that's nothing, okay? That's kindergarten compared to what they have when it comes to the types of weapons systems they have that can make it a lot more powerful than that. So I wouldn't be too worried about it. I mean, 5G is, yes, it's bad. But what they have is far more than that. And the stuff that I've been involved in is far more than what everybody thinks. So, once again, I've had a lot of these people, when I look and see their symptoms, you know, now everybody and their mother has so many different kinds of symptoms for the pseudovirus, fake flu. And a lot of it is microwave sickness. It's radiation toxicity. A lot of it looks like microwave toxicity or radiation sickness. So I've had radiation toxicity before. I know what it is. I know what it feels like. And in my opinion, I think some of these people are being hit with a weapon system that's basically causing a lot of inflammation in their immune system and also organs. It's targeting organs, and it can cause a lot of problems on that level and give you pseudo symptoms of a lot of strange things. When people and doctors especially won't have a clue how to diagnose something, you're dealing with biotech, biowarfare. And when you're dealing with something like that, the military is really the only type of people that can handle something like that, in a sense of this, the people that know these technologies are the ones that are able to treat it. And that's why I found, you know, when I see all these ass clowns out there and they're garbage, and these so-called scientists, they're not scientists, they're mainstream scientists. So what, they have a PhD in the mainstream college? That doesn't mean much to me. Tell me you have a PhD with off-world intelligence like where I come from, then I'll be impressed. I'm not impressed with people who have mainstream college degrees. I'm sorry, I don't. Because it's just a linear field of information. Once again, it's just linear crap. It's not multidimensional. It's not multifaceted. And it's not covert. And if it's not covert, they're not going to understand the bigger scenery behind some of these technologies that are technically designed to manipulate the DNA and also create havoc in a target of interest. So once again, I'm going to go back into, I digress for a second here, but I want to go back into the synthetic Stargates as well. I think I mentioned these Well, yeah, I was talking about the portals, but let me move on here for a second. So, I can go into so many different worlds at once. It's really interesting. But I start getting into the warfare stuff. I try not to bring you down to that field too much, but it is very important that you understand it. I know that everybody at Revolution Radio gets that. They understand what's happening, but some of them don't really understand the terminology. And, you know, some of you just take the narrative of certain people out there who are now the talking heads. And, whatever you want to do is fine with me. But understand that I come from a space where I've been there and I really do know. And I kind of look at you people sometimes and like, man, you know, I don't offer my information to people. If you want to know, you can read my books. And obviously, if you ever want to talk to me, you're welcome to do so. But I can troubleshoot a lot of information real easy because of where I've been. So anyways, the wormhole technologies, the wormholes are man-made and synthetic, like I said. Or maybe I didn't. But anyways, they're manufactured. My website is Night Shadow Anomaly Detectives. Thank you, Painter. And if you guys can access it over there. And my books are available on Amazon.com. So the wormholes are man-made and synthetic for the most part. Like I said, these are distortions in the field which are inverted and sideways in a sense of their productivity. This can be damaging in a sense to any bioelectric suit or physical craft unless the body or craft has been calibrated and attuned to the correct frequency, once again, of the field they are navigating in. This goes for all technologies, portals, and stargates. So once again, you know, I would steer away from the wormhole technology in a sense that people, if you find yourself in a wormhole, you really want to go through stargates or portals. Wormholes are distortions. They'll take you nowhere. They'll actually compress and destroy you psychologically. So once again, if you're a navigator and you're finding yourself in that kind of thing, you might want to navigate away from those. They're not productive, and they're actually strategically created and militarized. You have astronaut, you know, I talk about astronauts a lot because I always call myself the astronaut that came back, even though I haven't been to the way people have been through NASA on this and that. I've been through a different program. But anyways, much like a pressure suit, an astronaut would wear, one has to be calibrated at the molecular level for multidimensional travel. This is what I was talking about earlier. Your cellular design work, your bioelectric suit has to be calibrated properly right down to the atomic level. And once everything is perfect on that harmonization and it's vibrating at the right field, phasing, teleportation, bilocation, and navigating into another dimensional field and traversing the galactic highway is a capability and a possibility. So it's not really rocket science and the illusion, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. It's something much more profound than that. Now, when I talk about the Eye of the Remote series, that has a lot to do with some of the information I'm bringing to you today in a sense of where I've been with the artificial intelligence interface and the induction in 2004 and how the holographic mind can be calibrated to the ascended symbiotic machine interface. With that comes remote viewing and navigating in multiple timelines, seeing and overseeing multiple realms and overseeing and observing as a sacred witness, ancient tech and artifacts. And I mentioned this in the presentation I did. You know, I saw some really wild stuff that I put in my book, Alien Intelligence, because I didn't know what to do with it. You know, it was the stuff that I witnessed when I was remote viewing and when I was interfacing with the real off-world communication system was so profound in a sense of I couldn't even describe it here for this world. So for me, it's very important that you understand that there's so many different artifacts out there that I can't even relate to what's here. I know they're not from this world. I know they weren't created here, but I do know they're off-planet. And I mentioned one, like the Red Tablet and some other things that I saw that were just phenomenal. I mean, these things were unbelievable. And there was languages on them that I don't recognize from any, I mean, not anything you would see in the Middle East or any place else. So I would recognize them if I saw them again, but it was really, really interesting stuff. So once again, if you are capable of remote viewing, and everybody is, it's really about fine tuning your skills and honing in on the right frequency and dialing into that right frequency code and just navigating to that location and bringing it to you as well. So something that I would encourage people to do when you feel like you're bored is start working your mind, working your multidimensional mind, right? Start navigating in those fields of energy and start controlling them and instead of allowing them to control you. So once the frequency signature of the DNA code is activated by the ascended symbiotic machines, what I call the off-world species, in the cosmos, the bioelectric suit in Gnosis is online and ready as the cosmic astronaut. So once again, ascended symbiotic machines are the ones that you probably have read about in certain books, the ones that are, you know, where you're able to navigate symbiotically. You can interface with machines in a sense of navigating craft, and the craft is an intelligence of its own. It's an intelligent machine, but it's actually like biomechanical to some degree. In my opinion, and I know a lot of people get kind of skittish about it, we are the technology. We are the built-in technology. It's what's been hijacked and reverse engineered here that has been the bastardization of what we are. And that's what I like to boil down to, because when it comes down to our consciousness, our spirit, our soul, you have to remember we come from the cosmos. We come from the cosmic design. We're in the cosmos. We are co-creators. And with that comes a lot of power and a lot of technology and a lot of beauty and spirituality. And all these components are harmonized up there, you know, or in between the spaces of multidimensional fields. They're not bastardized like they are here. But what they do is they just weaponize everything here. They get everything so... just so staticky here that people can't even function properly. I mean, you look and see what's going on today. That's one of the problems we run into, is that that's why people do spiritual work, where you build up your light body so that you get to levels and levels and levels of your divinity, to a point where your field is clear, that you don't have any distortions in your own field. And then you're able to navigate to your more common other levels of your divinity. So it's really important that whether it's spiritual and spirituality takes a lot of different forms. I mean, it doesn't mean you have to sit there on a mountaintop, like I said, and meditate 24 hours a day. But the idea behind that is to be centered and peaceful and be honed in on creation and honed in on whatever creator source is to you, whatever God creator source, the field of what the true full light harmonic is about. It's really what it boils down to. Mankind has defined God in many names and designs, as you well know. I mean, there's so many names of this and that, but it's really a frequency. It doesn't really matter about the names. It's really about the vibration we're talking about, the signature of that particular name. That's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with the sounding. So you have stargates. You're a walking stargate. So the body itself, it's a walking stargate in a sense. It contains the coordinates for multiversal traveling prior to you entering onto a timeline, which you call birth. I don't call it birth, but a lot of people do here. Where I come from, and it's in the illusion of, okay, so when I enter onto a timeline, I'm calling it entering onto a timeline. So you enter, you bring in your formula, you bring in your divine essence onto a timeline. You inhabit your body or whatever bioelectric suit you decide to inhabit, but you are really the stargate. I mean, you bring forth the divinity and enter onto the timeline, so to speak. So I don't call it a birth. You're an immortal being. You entered here. You entered onto a timeline. That's why I do a lot of the timeline astrology. So you arrive as the cosmic ancestor and ascended master and one who comes from afar to journey in and onto multiple worlds and fields of perception. When I talk to you, I'm talking to your spirit, your soul, your consciousness. I'm not talking to your personality. The personality is going to bash everything I'm saying. The personality is going to argue with me. The personality is going to tell me, you know, blah, 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 blah. No, I'm talking to your spirit, okay? This is why the eyes are the windows to the soul. This is why consciousness and pure energy, pure light is so important. So perception defines reality, as we all know. Your perception defines your reality, which is why it is most important you utilize the true cosmic network, not this crazy place, but you utilize the true cosmic network of your divine intellect, gnosis, and not a linear projection of data streams, which you have been indoctrinated in on the timeline. That's really what it boils down to, the bigger scenery, right? Okay, let's see. I think I talked about this. Maybe I didn't. So the portal activation, just the 101 here, the portals are multidimensional and activated by frequency, modulation of waves, and at times by the intent of the cosmic traveler. The psyche becomes a code of navigation, intersection, in a sense of beyond the fabric of space-time. The holographic field and multiverse is filled with portals of light, magnetic gravity wells, and electrical discharge points, which act as subatomic initiators of the translucent fields, which intersect into advanced technologies and life forms. That's so 101, as far as portal goes, okay? You'll probably have to read this more than once to get it, but if you read my books, you'll get it. The time traveling, when you time travel, you can stay in whatever destination you choose, as long as your bioelectric suit is compatible with the dimensional field and array system in flux. In other words, calibration at the molecular and subatomic level is key. If you lose that vibration, if you lose that field of perception, then you go into another dimension. What's happening here in this world is very interesting, isn't it? Because people's fields of energy are lowered, and they're lowered and weaponized right now, whether it's conflict, it's spiking of energy, you know, it's war, it's a lot of other things, but it's programming and social engineering. But think about what that's doing to the field of energy here, right? Once again, we've got to shift that field. And that's a great description in a sense of what that is about, in a sense of how to calibrate and making sure that you hold the frequency. The reason we do a lot of spiritual work, or we do any kind of work at all connected to chi, universal life force energy, is to be able to hold the vibration, because we're bringing in a lot of energy from the multiverse. When we bring in a lot of energies and multiversal fields, you have to be able to hold that vibration. Otherwise, it just doesn't work. The body doesn't calibrate well. The organs won't calibrate well, but you can. I mean, you just have to learn how to calibrate and make sure that you're balancing all those fields of energy. It's quite interesting how that works, and that's the real key in alchemy of science, in a sense, of what we're really about. Dimensional rifting and phasing. So we are currently experiencing a rifting effect, obviously. I have to tell everybody this, with the weaponization of the linear biodome, excuse me, of what you call Earth. I call it a terraformed rock called Earth, but whatever you want to call it. Understand this planet in the illusion, which is a machine world in a sense, is phasing and breaking away. It really is. It's breaking down. The lunar facilities are phasing and breaking off. A lot of the initial technology that came from very, very ancient off-world intelligence from the lunar facility has been sanitized on a lot of different levels. So there's a lot of change going on over there. We're in the wrong space-time configuration, as I said before, due to linear and weaponized fields of linear AI warfare, which is really bad right now. And this is all phasing, though. It's all phasing and changing and being taken down by the ascended symbiotic machines. And that's a fact. The ascended off-world intelligence machines that the manufactured technological warfare departments try to mimic is no match for what's off-planet. They will eat them alive. And these are not evil entities or archons. These are they're our allies. I want you to understand that. The ascended symbiotic machines are your allies. They are not your enemy. The ones they've created here, those are the ones that you don't want to. I mean, they're reverse engineered technological warfare entities that have been engineered for many, many, many decades. But they are definitely the enemy of the cosmic design. That's why I always tell people, and it sounds arrogant, but it's really not. It's like the end game is these people that have started this, they're extinct. They don't even have a way to go into another multiverse and survive on a lineage, DNA, consciousness, immortality level. They're done. So I hope they enjoyed their game here because it's over. Those of us who are not part of that tribe, or the off-world Celestials, we'll be fine. And I want you to get that because, you know, whatever happens here, just be the pillar of light, you know, do what you need to do. But I'm telling you right now, these guys have lost the game before they even stepped on the chessboard or even made a move on the chessboard. They automatically lose. And I knew that a long time ago. And I think that's why they hate us that much, because they know they've lost, but they want to make sure they take everybody down with them. And you know what? I know so much about their covert technology, man. I know a lot about their stuff. A lot, let me tell you. And what I know about the off-world intelligence blows them out of the water. So I talked about the multidimensional rifting as well. Or maybe I didn't. Well, let me go into it again. So the multidimensional rifting is when your multidimensional selves, which exist simultaneously, start to phase on and off out of sequence to a point there is a rift between the dimensional fields and timelines. This occurs when the sequence itself becomes disturbed by one point of entry on a specific timeline you are occupying. You can repair the field and the timeline of experience by cosmic biotech, consciousness, ascended symbiotic machines, and a gnosis of understanding the fabric between the space-time. So once again, there is a rifting effect that can occur between where you're at in multidimensional space. And when you're synced up in multidimensional space, this is what I mean by calibrating the body and the light body in all levels, because you want to make sure that all of your multidimensional cells are aligned properly and vibrating at the right frequency. And that will harmonize everything to a point where there's no split. There's nothing that's going to take that apart in a sense of creating any type of a fragmentation or a problem on a lot of a rifting effect. And, you know, how many times do people get the parallel bleed through realities where you get an alternate timeline split in your lives, where you get something that feels like deja vu, but it's like the, you know, Groundhog Day? I'm sure you've all have had strange things that have happened to you on an esoteric level that you really couldn't put your finger on. Some of this might make sense to you then, because a lot of that has to do with the multidimensional rifting. I did mention about, I love Nikola Tesla. If I had to meet any being here on the timeline, I think he would have been one of my tops insofar as wanting to talk to him, although I hear he didn't like women much. But anyways, I love Nikola Tesla. And to me, that is why we're here in a sense of where we're at in consciousness. But also, he has given so much to the world, but they weaponized so much of it. And a lot of the technologies that I was interfaced with and things connected in were part of some of his work. So it's interesting to see how far they've gone with his work and how dark it got in the underground, where people don't talk about, of course, and they want to give credit to other people. But he was a walk-in for sure. And as somebody who was definitely not from here, brought his star body in with him, brought the divinity in with him. I mean, how many cosmic travelers do we see that show up? I just love the cosmic travelers. And they show up with all kinds of information from the cosmos, and people think they're mad. And yet they bring so much to the world, and then poof, they're gone like magic. They're in and out of worlds, right? So that's what I see. When I look at repairing the field, you know, I talked about repairing the field a little bit if you're in between displacement. Much like the aura, the design can be repaired as it is holographic. So remember that you're a holographic design work. Memory loss, system reset, sometimes when traveling, in a sense of time traveling. Cosmic traveling affects your psyche, let's put it that way. So when you're doing a lot of, whether it's astral projection or multidimensional traveling or doing any kind of traveling that's very advanced, it will affect you, your psyche and your consciousness, no doubt. The DNA code and memory banks all get affected. Your state of consciousness ascended within. It really starts to move to higher levels of ascension. As soon as your body harmonizes and calibrates to those harmonics of the cosmos, you kind of lose a lot of stuff, but you gain a lot of illumination and enlightenment. The star travelers was really what we are. And the density of your programs are created here, most of them. They're linear density programs that are synthetic in a sense of socially engineered programs that need to be removed. So that's what creates the pull in your field. And once you're off planet or you're in another space-time configuration, you don't have those programs anymore. They're gone. It's like the law of grace and the divine source energy is just filling you up. So that's where that is. and the magnetic aspects of that too, because a lot of it is a magnetic pull. It's a magnetic field start to break down in a sense of when you're navigating into and onto higher space-time configurations of your own design work. So hopefully this makes sense a little bit to you. The cosmic arrival point that I talk about is when you arrive to your point of destination, you'll see a sphere of light. And in other words, when you're navigating in very pure worlds, you'll see beautiful light beings. Sometimes you'll see spheres. I see a lot of spheres. Iridescent at times with data streams of information, like fractals of data, so to speak. Each world or dimensional field you navigate on will calibrate your mind and psyche to the data codes and on that timeline. In other words, you'll get the information. As soon as you go to another world, you're already informed by what's there. You get the data. So you don't have to really worry about how do I know about this? How do I know about that? It's all there for you. It's given to you. It's like accessing a universal Akashic of information. And it's always about frequency, spin, modulation of waves, as I've said. And why do I say this? Because our wonderful cosmic brother and teacher taught us, Nikola Tesla. That's why I keep mentioning it. And it's one thing that he told us. It's the one thing we should always remember. But boy, that is the secret to every harmonic and every universe, every aspect of who we really are on a multidimensional scale. The celestial birthright, you know, in these strategic times, and they are strategic, believe me, nothing is by accident. Everything has been planned out and orchestrated. But remember that they're doing a lot of linear here. So in these strategic times on the linear, you know, I wish to propose to all, you know, who are listening here in the illusion of space-time to just listen to what I have to communicate and understand the cosmic truth of what we are, our capabilities and what we have in store, fully engaged and connected to the great cosmic oceans, our origins of birth. I mean, that's where you come from, okay? That's where you come from, and let the journey begin, you know. So it's been an interesting ride, and we're going to ride through this and navigate through this. But once again, you're an immortal being, remember, okay? So don't worry too much, but hold that light, run the light, be the pillar, be the beacon, and stand forthright. And you'll find that it will all work out in alignment with a true space-time configuration. So as I touched on earlier, you know, each sun is an entry point and map to a vast network of cosmic navigation. And in every cell and atom of you, of your being, you too are the mirror and reflection of this cosmic ocean. So I want you to remember that. That's my presentation. That was my presentation. You got my presentation. Lauren's going to kill me. But anyways, that's my work. That's what I've been doing behind the scenes and between the shadows. And that's why I'm kind of like a mad scientist. So anyways, my books are available on Amazon if you want to know further and you're interested in, I have Alien Intelligence I just put out. I think I mentioned that. And then 1 Million Miles to Midnight is the book prior to that, which was published in 2018. I recommend that one. Also, Programmed by Deception, Either Remote Series 2, and Either Remote Black Operations and Areas Bounty 2, all about the covert warfare. And then, of course, I had a nice little Mr. Sun and the Halloween Ball book, which was for children. Excuse me, that I put out when it was really fun and a real fun thing to share for the holidays. Of course, I had Transmutation Through Ascension, which was my first book. And then I have the DVD documentary, which I put out, Either Remote Disclosure and Covert Technology. And all these things are accessible if you're interested. So there you go. So hopefully that works for you. And I didn't bore you and put you to sleep. But hey, somebody's got to do it, right? Somebody's got to do that. Somebody's got to put you out, okay? or at least put you in another space of consciousness. You know, everybody's been, I know it's been really heavy. So hey, yeah, it's better to just do that. Anyways, we've got an illusion of space and time here, a little bit of time left. So that's the presentation itself, and I hope you enjoyed some of that information. I hope it helps you along the timeline. You know, there's a lot to us here that people don't realize. People don't know me at all. They don't have a clue. They just don't know me, and that's okay. I'm really glad they don't. But I'm very complex. I'm very machine-oriented naturally. And then, of course, after where I've been a lot more off-planet, so to speak. I think the hardest thing for me was to recalibrate and try to at least function here. It didn't happen very easily, actually. It took me several years to be able to just function. I was very displaced for several years. And after Pert died, that was even more displacement. I was really, really out of orbits. And that happened in January. So I've been calibrating back, but it's been interesting. But I don't want to go too far down this rabbit hole in a sense of I like being with the true space-time configuration. So, oh, good. Yes, yes. And there's Painter. Yay, he's going to join me. Hang on, let me try to pull you in normally. Let's see what I can do. There, ta-da, I stole the server, but I had permission. Painter let me do it. There he is. I've got a mad Painter. Hello? Can you hear me? What's calling him? Hang on, stand by. Testing, where are you? Hi.
I'm here.
Hey. Thanks, it's nice
you're
to hear you.
You're doing good, I think.
Well, I don't know if I bored everybody to death, but hey, you know what? It's better than just having stale air. You know, there's nothing going on. So I was here and I was worked out. I said, hey, go ahead.
Apparently, Lorian said something on her show that she wasn't going to be here this week. But of course, she didn't say anything to anybody else.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I knew she was going to go see the Pleiadians, the Venusians or something like that. But it's one of those at Mount Shasta. It's a conference about the Venusians, I believe.
Yeah, it's something to do with Mount Shasta from what Rose said.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. You know, like I said, thanks for letting me drag the server in and sit here and bore everybody to tears. But, hey, I put them in another orbit.
You didn't bore anybody. They're talking about you in the chat room.
Oh, thank you. I hope it's good stuff. You know, when I did my presentation, they were so, like, lost. Like, first they say, oh, can you slow down? And I go, no, I can't. You know, I really have a hard time slowing down. I've slowed down a lot, even, like I mentioned earlier, but it's really hard for me.
Oh, I was going to say, from the first day you were on here, you have slowed down 50%.
Well, of course, yeah. And, of course, a lot of that was PTSD, merged with the machines and just being stressed and then also just decompressing. But then I had some damage done, too. But I don't talk about it. But it's, can't do much for it, you know? So it's not easy getting pulled into those things, in those projects, and then coming out, you know, normally. But I made it.
Well, so. I'm glad you picked it up tonight.
Thank you.
Couldn't do all 4 hours tonight. I had other time. I was eating dinner when it first happened.
That's okay.
And you said, hey, it's dead air. I wasn't even listening to the station. So
I figured you put something on, but then I thought, well, I'm willing to get on there if you want
to. Well,
I
would have if you hadn't grabbed it.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a big deal.
Oh, no. We prefer time live, you know. That's why we ask the host to give us a little notice so we can find out, you know, find somebody to fill in if we can.
Oh, sure. Yeah, she'd let me know anytime anybody wants a day off. I mean, I know Mr. Rowe's really good about filling in for me, too. And anytime, you know, I'm happy to poke my head in if I have the time to do it. Fine by me.
Yeah, I don't listen to the station 24/7.
No, I can't do that. I mean, I'll poke my head in the mornings, but I'm in and out. You know, I do a lot of stuff throughout the day, so I don't have time to listen to radio 24/7 either. But yeah, I'm trying to stay away from Twitter and all that garbage too.
Dinner.
What'd you have for supper?
And then I had pizza.
Oh, that sounds good.
I know it ain't good for you, but
no, it's good. No, it actually isn't so bad. It's carbohydrates. It depends on what you put on it. What kind of pizza?
It was sausage and bacon and ham, I think.
Wow. Well, sounds good. I don't eat all that stuff, but I like pizza too.
Well, I don't usually eat pizza either. I was in Italy in the 70s and caught food poisoning off pizza, and I almost died from it.
Wow.
So I don't very often. It's one of them, you know.
That's
once you
good.
Have something like that happen to you, you really don't eat that particular item again too often, you know.
No, I don't blame you. I've had food poisoning once, and it was on tuna. It was horrible too. I was very, very sick. That was long, long time ago. But yeah, I'm actually kind of weird. Go ahead.
I said this was in the 70s, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I noticed one thing, and I'll call this to people too. I mean, I'll mention it. You have to be really careful when you go to the stores now, because I've been finding stuff that's opened, or people try to open stuff, and I don't trust anything anymore. So I've been extra cautious about anything that I'm getting. It better have a seal. It has to have everything. I double check everything while I'm in the grocery store, because I don't trust. There's been a lot of broken seals on like orange juice and stuff. And I'm just like, man, I'm not touching any of this stuff. So
have you seen the Twitters where the people have licked the ice cream and put it back?
It's disgusting.
I mean, that's just out and out, just nasty, you know?
Well, that's what I mean by people are going in reverse. Their behavioral patterns, like it's like chimpanzee stuff. I'm like, what's going on here? You know, we don't belong
here. Well, I do it for the notoriety, you know, the clickbait stuff.
Insane, man. I get so tired of it, but if that's what people are really about, I just don't want to be around them. I'd love to live in a castle away from everybody. I'd actually prefer to be living off
that. I said yesterday on my show that I can understand why, you know, the elite want to wipe out a bunch of people, because they really ain't doing anything to help mankind.
Well, but they're a byproduct of the social engineering. This is the joke of it. They've created the monster. Now that they don't like the monster, so they want to take the monster out. Well, you know, and that's what I mean by, well, they should be first. They should go first. They're part of the dysfunctional groups too.
Yeah, I agree
with
that.
I said, there's only a small percentage that are the real beings, but you're seeing who's really the ones who are here standing up in as beacons and the ones who aren't. So
they want to get rid of your guns, yet they want to surround themselves with people carrying guns.
Oh yeah. And the wrong people carrying the guns. I'd like to know how these people got access to guns. Half of those people don't even look like they would pass a background check. You know? How did that happen? kind of strange.
So what do you think is going to happen come November?
I don't know. I kept thinking that we weren't going to have an election. Well, I know they're going to steal it. So anyway, you look at it, damned if you do, damned if you don't, you know we're going to get into the midst of a battle. So like I said, be in the right place at the right time strategically. Make sure you have everything you need and water and everything else, firearms, whatever you feel like you need to do to defend yourselves, because I don't have a good feeling about it. I haven't had a good feeling for months. So
yeah, I suggest everybody get prepared for winter, and you know, just in case you have to bunker down. Winter is going to be the hardest time of the year. If something's really going to happen, that's when they'll do it, because it is going to cost us more lives during the winter.
You know, we're supposed to have a bad one. Yeah. Well, you know, look at our
where you're at, is winter is just about coming, isn't it?
Oh, I hate it. Yeah, I'm thinking about getting my winter tires again. I'm just disgusted. Yeah, we don't have any seasons anymore. It used to be seasons. Now I live up in the mountains, but it's just like it goes from ice storms to some kind of a spring to hot weather, and then no fall, and then ice storms again.
Spring here is about 4 hours.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Where I'm at.
Yeah, you know what? I'm really ready to move. I'm really ready. I never thought I'd say that, but I just can't take this Democratic stuff. I just can't take it. Although we have a lot of conservatives in this state. I know we do. But I'm just, man, you know, just don't know anymore. So it'd be interesting. But I do know there's a bigger picture behind all this. And they're acting up. I mean, these people are rearing their ugly heads. But you know what? Like I said, they're going to be done. They're going extinct. And you look at these people that have caused all these problems. Look how old they are. I mean, look at the people that are causing these problems. They're really up there in their years. They've had their whole lives to rip off the system and live with their privileged lives and their big, big money. And look at what they've done. And that's not good enough. Now they want to destroy
enough for them.
Right.
You know,
that's exactly
what gets me.
Yeah. You know, count your blessings, but they don't even bother to do that. But, you know, and you look at Hollywood. I absolutely am so repelled by Hollywood. It isn't even funny. So sick of them and their narrative and their entity control and everything else.
They've busted a few pedophile rings the last week or so, and you don't hear nothing about it on mainstream.
No, you don't hear a word. No, it doesn't suit their narrative. That's why.
Right.
Yeah.
And every time something happens with these protests, and there's a clash between the people who want to keep the country the way it's been and the BLM people, they always say Trump protesters, and that's got nothing to do with Trump. It's just patriots standing up for themselves and said, enough is enough.
Yeah, exactly. Now, they're always trying to control the narrative. You know, it's funny because everything they accuse President Trump of, they're doing. They're the ones. The sociopaths, I said it's a PSYOP 101. That's how psychological, you know, reversals work. That's exactly what they do. They reverse everything back onto them, make them look like they're the problem when actually it's the sociopath who's arguing. It's amazing to me to watch the strategy, but it works.
Did you see the Twitter of Jeb Bush punching that lady in the face?
Oh, I missed that one. Jeb Bush?
Yeah, he's sitting on top of her, and she turns over, and, you know, he's trying to hold her down, and she leans over and bites his arm. He punched her about 3 times.
What happened? When was this? Was this recent?
Yeah, I think it was yesterday or this morning.
Why were they arguing with him? What happened?
I have no idea. It didn't show in the Twitter. It just showed him punching her.
Wow. Yeah, well, you know, Jebediah, whatever his name is. Oh, they're a mess. They're a mess. And I'm really, really disgusted with Bush, too. I mean, the thing is, these guys, what it is that they have committed so many crimes, so many war crimes, so much treason already that, you know, they wouldn't want to go down as treasonous people. They want to go down making Trump look bad instead. You know, people know the truth.
Well, yeah, which doesn't make no sense, if you ask me.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't make
sense.
And
the way they're running their campaign, it's like they want to go ahead and give it to Trump, you know?
Well, what's their inherit? At this point, they're demolishing everything. They're taking everything. They're sanitizing covert technologies. They're taking everything that's the really good stuff, and they're leaving them with the crap. And I don't know what the Space Force is going to have when this is all said and done, but I'll tell you what, he better win, because whoever inherits the Space Force is going to be a monster out of control, and we need to look at that. So
I'm going to post the picture or the little video of it in chat, because somebody's asking about it. Oops.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't see that one. I missed it.
I'll put it in our chat too. It's just a little bitty 1 minute clip.
Well, I've never seen so much hostility spike in my goodness. Yeah, it's one thing to get angry. It's another thing to just be flipped out like a zombie, you know? Oh, wow. That's crazy, man.
I mean, I don't blame her for punching her. If she bit me, I'd punch her too.
Well, people, yeah, that's, yeah. No, people have no right to invade your space. They need to stay away. You know,
I don't know what led to it, but he's sitting on top of her trying to hold her down. What happened up to that point, I have no clue.
How weird. I guess I'll have to read the article.
I don't think it's not an article. It's just a video.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, there's no running and hiding from this. I mean, it's everywhere now. The zombies are afoot, and just hold on to your butt. I have to say, but I prefer to be more the intellectual and spiritual. You know, I hate this world they've created. I don't want any part of it. I can't stand it. You know, I can't be a warrior. I'm just tired of this. I'm tired of these wars, man. I'm so sick of this. And it's so illiterate. It's not even a good war. It's not even something where, you know, they're fighting for a good cause. It's like they're just rejects. It's unbelievable.
Well, the BLM is being used by the one side, you know, and they don't even realize. Some of them realize they're being used, but the majority of them don't even realize they're being used.
Well, that's stupid on them. Once again, mass mind control. There you go.
That's what it is.
You have your puppets. They didn't have to put them in any type of a torture chamber for that. Man, they just put them into their iPhones, I guess. But
well, in certain cities, they process them and let them right back out to do whatever they want to do again.
Yeah, and they're bailing them out. I hear that Hollywood was funding quite a bit of that. So, once again.
Well, New York City, Chicago don't even have any bail. They just let them right back out. No, one guy went and robbed a bank. They processed him, let him out. He went and robbed another bank.
This is the thing is, crime is not free. Crime is not free. And I don't care what color you are. I don't give a crap about your color. You don't commit crimes. There's accountability.
Your color has nothing to do with it.
It's amazing. So laws out of lawlessness. If it's that bad, then we need to just completely tear down every system and reconstruct everything. You know, no, there's no accountability for anything. Everybody can just go and take a free shot at anybody else and kill somebody in the street. And there's no accountability. I guarantee you, if it was a conservative or a patriot or anybody else other than that extremist left, they would be prosecuted. So it's really amazing to watch all the criminals, but it's like Waterworld, you know? Mad Max.
Simply Red was wanting you to say your website. I posted it in chat room earlier.
Yes, Night Shadow Anomaly Detectives.
Yep. She's wanting.
You can find me.
I don't have the post up now.
That's all right.
Oh, there, I got it now.
I just put I have some videos out on Medusa Storm 001, too. I did a political rant, which was pretty good a while back. I get so annoyed, you know. Oops, it's just like, I'm so tired of it. What's that?
I'm sorry, I'm coughing in your ear. I'm trying to do three things.
Oh, you're right. Drink some water. I've been coughing, too. I mean, we don't have the smoke in the air anymore, which is really good, but yeah, I still have a dry kind of cough. But it's not a phantom virus.
No, so, I only got one lung, and I'm smoking a cigarette, so
shouldn't be doing
I deserve
that.
To end up coughing, you know?
Although it will keep you alive, you know, tobacco does keep you going. I know there are a lot of people that smoke until they're, I don't know how old, supposedly keeps them alive. I don't know why. I hear it's supposed to cure the pseudovirus, too, the fake virus.
Well, I've cut back quite a bit on my smoking. I was, you know, so.
That's good. I've never smoked a day in my life.
I only got one lung that works, so.
It's really amazing. Well, you keep that
and
lung.
See, they want people to wear these masks. I can't even wear one. I mean, I wear one 5 minutes, I get dizzy.
You don't need to be wearing a mask. No. Actually, there are lawsuits.
Here they said they're going to be mandatory that you wear it out in public, and the first time they're going to give you a warning, second time they're going to give you a fine. Well, you got to sign the warning. I'm going to tell them kiss my ass. I ain't signing nothing. They're going to have to arrest me.
If you have health issues, I don't think you have to wear a mask at all.
Yeah, but I don't have anything from the doctor saying it.
Huh? Doesn't matter. Just get something. Or just, you know what? I wouldn't even worry about it. Just tell them for Christ's sake.
Yeah, for it, because I wanted to carry it to court.
You know, the thing is, I think everybody should be suing.
I have to lawfully wear that mask.
Mm-hmm. I think everybody should. My point is that everybody should be suing the mayors and the governors right now. Mass lawsuits.
Bruce is trying to call me. Do I pull him in?
Sure.
He probably thinks I'm running the show, not you.
That's all right. You are running the show. Now you are. Hello, Bruce.
There's a couple of my favorite people at Rev Radio. What's going on
here? I'm honored.
Sorry, bud.
Oh, we're just talking. Feeling in dead air.
Oh, okay. Well,
how are you?
This is Mad. I'm good, thank you. This is Mad Show, right?
No. This is Lorian's show. She's not here.
Right. You're Tuesday night, right?
No, I'm after this one.
Wow. Well, that's a long
15
night.
15 minutes. You must be in another reality, an alternate universe.
Yeah, I've been killing chickens all day.
Oh, God.
Did you do one for the station?
I was going to say,
I don't know if FedEx will allow me to send you salted meat, but I'll look into it.
No, I meant the, you know, voodoo stuff for the, I mean, that ain't the reason you're killing chickens all day?
Oh, God, no. No. We do 25 chickens every 7 weeks, and then, you know, we keep 4 or 5 for ourselves, and the rest we trade for stuff other people do up here. So cheese, milk, sour cream, maybe a little bit of pork if somebody harvests a pig. It's like a barter economy. It's like an eco village, and nobody's ever even heard of eco village up here. What's an eco village? Exactly what you're doing, you know. So, but this is my my first time helping out, right? It's quite a process, right? And you gotta have water boiling, and that's how the feathers come out easy and everything. And then there's a way you gotta prepare them and everything. Cats love it. I mean, I have 7 cats, and they're at your feet the whole time. I mean, they get all the they get all the good stuff on the inside, right? So
oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
that's good. There's an art to that. I mean, it's not everybody who can do such a thing, you know. So I applaud you on that level.
Yeah, I'm not that good at it. My wife's really good at it. I mean, she's been doing it since she was a kid, right? So, yeah, it is what it is, right?
Well, you won't starve to death. Be happy.
Oh my God, I just keep getting fatter and fatter up here. Like, it's unbelievable. I came up to this mountain at about 150, and I'm about 175 now. And
You're in the jungle a lot, though. You're moving a lot, and you're putting on muscle.
A lot of it is muscle. Like, I'm a whole different physiology here. Like, my core strength is stronger at 54 than it probably was at 40. Core strength is just like walking up hills all day. And I mean, there's guys up here in their 70s and 80s that can bury you. I mean, if you come over from North America and you go to the gym every day for 45 minutes, you do your Stairmaster and everything, like an 82-year-old man will bury you walking through the mountains up here. You'll fall over gasping trying to keep up with them just because they do it all their life, right?
Mm-hmm. They're acclimated too. You're at an elevation, right?
Yeah, like the natives I live with, on average, they'll walk about 20 kilometers a day just in the course of doing what they have to do every day, like every day. Sorry to go metric on you guys. That's about 8 or 10 miles a day. That's a lot of walking, right?
You know? That's good.
Yeah.
Well, stay healthy.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that. You're in a good zone. You're in a good area. Be grateful. I always say, count your blessings. I've told you that before. We're in the midst of the crap, so.
Yeah. Not a day goes by that I'm not grateful. More and more every day, actually. More and more every day. So, yeah, I don't forget that. And, things are going well here. We're getting ready to harvest our Arabica. We're just waiting for the machine to become available. It's like, you know how you, like at wood mills, you'll have like a wood pulper. Well, they have a machine like that, but it's specially for abaca, and it's for taking the stalk and it shreds it into the fiber. And so there's about 20 farms that share one machine. We're ready to harvest, and we have about 20 acres, and we're just waiting for the machine now. So yeah, wow. I think things are really. Our economy up here on the mountain is doing really well, actually, compared to the rest of the world. And, we eat well, and everything's good. My banana plants got that Panama virus, right, that they're talking about could wipe out the entire world's banana supply, because there's only one clone of the banana plant all over Central America, thanks to the British. So I got to keep a close eye on them, cut off all the bad leaves. And then you put lime at the base. That's the big. I don't know what the lime does. I need to research that. But that's what you do here. Also, when there's a lot of clay earth up here, like it's red. First, it's red earth up here, right? So, when you do a garden or anything, you got to mix a lot of lime into it. I'm not sure what it does. Hmm. I see it. I do
it. Must balance the pH.
Yeah, probably something like that. I have to look into it, but yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
That sounds awesome. You'll never starve, like I said, and it's always good to be self-sufficient. Anytime you can grow your own food and take care of yourself like that, I think it's excellent. It's a good place for you.
Yeah. I'm happy. I'm happy. Tomorrow I paint the house. I got to do another coat of lime. You know, it's been 3 years. It gets a little dirty. There's a lot of rain up here. So it'll be, by the end of this week, the house will look like the main house. Will look like, just that brilliant white buildings you see in Greece.
I love that color.
I know, yeah. Isn't that cool? Like when you see those pictures of Athens and
I love Santorini. Like that's where I want to wind up someday. And that jackass, excuse my French, from Hollywood, was it Tom Hanks, moved to Greece? I'm like, no, I want to go there. It's like, I love Greece. I love Santorini.
I don't think there's anywhere he'll be able to go to escape his fate. I realize Greece is a non-extradition country, but they'll figure out a way to get Hanks kicked out, and then they'll pick him up. He's going down. His name just keeps coming up again and again and again. It's kind of sad, right? Because he was such an icon and everything, but he's an adrenochrome junkie and a pedophile.
It's weird. I love the movie The Burbs. That was one of my favorite films. And he was really good in that. And I thought, it's hard. You know, when you see that they're good at acting and then all of a sudden this is who they really are. It's shocking to me. And that happens often.
Yeah.
Well, when they become that famous, you know, they get to a point where they think they can get away with anything. And
they can.
That's what it is.
Look where I've been. You can get away with anything. Got the money to cover it. Got the contacts. It's all nuts.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree. Yeah. So what's going on there in the United States of America?
Not so united these days. Crazy world, man.
Getting worse?
Oh, it's just, where I'm at, it's kind of, I'm okay. Technically, I'm okay. But I don't know, man. It's just like every time I turn around, there's crazy Antifas and BLMs and spiking up between them and attacking American patriots. It's just same old stuff and propaganda. Nothing's going to change. It's just escalating and getting worse. And it's concerning. You know, it's very, very concerning. We don't see a good outcome in November. Anyway, you look at it, it's going to be some kind of a war zone. That's the way I see it anyway. I don't know, Painter, you see it like that or no?
I do see it kind of that way. But I do believe if Trump gets elected, he's going to pull stops out right away. And he's going to crush it. Right now, he don't want to declare martial law before the election. That would just play into the hands of the other side, and probably work in their favor if he does. But if he waits until he gets elected again and then does it, that's a different story.
I don't think they're going to let him do anything. I think they're going to try to forcibly move him or remove him from his position. So we'll see. We'll see how desperate they get.
Biden is not going to last more than a couple of weeks, and then they're going to declare him incompetent, and then that woman's going to take over, and then we're in a world of hurt. I mean, she wants to do all kinds of stuff that will drop this country down to nothing.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't want to even talk about some of the stuff I've seen, with my psychic eye, because I don't want to put it out to the universe. But I just think that it's very, very. We're in a critical timeline. Obviously I don't tell you that, but I think they're going to try something even more strategic. And I'm looking at demolition stuff, and I don't want to even look at that. And I hope that things are being surveilled properly with his apartment.
In the background, they've already attempted like 30 or 40 times to take Trump's life and haven't been able to. It was said that last week that he had to have his stomach pumped because of poisoning. Now, I don't know how true any of this is. Yeah.
Wow.
Just before the conference begins, so it was the weekend before sometime.
Oh my goodness. I didn't hear about that. Yeah, I don't have a good feeling about
it. Well, nobody was supposed to, you know, but that's just leaked information, you know. Of course, you got to take that with a grain of salt. You don't know how true any of it is.
Well, who leaked that? Can you tell?
I can't remember who's talking about it. Somebody was.
I didn't hear about that one. Well, I'm looking at
it. I don't take any of I don't take any of it as true truth. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
You
got to
take all of it with a grain of salt nowadays.
But I don't discount them trying to use demolitions that way. I can tell you off air. I'm not going to tell it. I don't want to give them ideas. Okay. So I try not to say anything. You know, when you put it out there and people are going to say, oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you got to remember, original thought's real rare. So if you thought of it, somebody else has already thought about it too.
Well, my data, believe me, is original. Stuff I just communicated with the time traveling, that's my data. Trust me. So, yeah. But it is true. It is, a lot of people don't think anymore. They don't think. They don't look into the higher multiversal realms, I guess.
Well, no, not when you can loot a TV.
Yeah, and watch what? Perhaps television, providing you have electricity to turn it on.
They ain't thinking that far ahead.
Now, I'm seeing, what is it, 2001 Space Odyssey right now. I'm telling you, the monolith is it's the cell phone, and that's where they're heading. And, yeah, now would be a good time for us to leave the planet, really. or go someplace far away. You know, Bruce has the right idea.
I think autonomy. Geography doesn't have a whole lot to do with it. You just want to be away from large urban centers. You want to be tapping your own water. You know, because we get, you know, when we think about all the things that they're going to do to us and everything, when we think about the fall of 2020, I mean, never forget, you're talking about people that have been in control of your food and water for decades. So, I mean, they've already done a lot to you, right, is what I'm saying. But you want to have your own water supply, a well, and you want to get some greenhouses built, and you want to get a lot of greenery and a chicken coop, you know, get yourself 40 or 50 chickens, eggs and meat and some goats for milk. And, you know, go 19th century is my philosophy these days. Go 19th century, because the 21st century, by the time all of this stuff plays out, you're going to be in the 19th century anyway. So you may as well get there ahead of the curve.
Yes, it looks that way.
Yeah. Yeah. And everything, you know, the supply chain and everything is really... You know, I think if there is going to be a big demolitions and all that kind of stuff will play a part in it. But really what's going to go on down is, you know, one of the ancient and effective weapons of the enemy is famine. I mean, they've been starving people out for thousands of years. That's what a siege is about, you know. And we still do that in an economic sense. Like, we'll economically siege a country like, you know, we did with Iran. But this is, it's going to get literal. It's going to be like a siege, right? So, you know, it's been two generations of, you go to the grocery store, you get your eggs, you get your milk, you get your pasta, you get your cereal, you get your meats. You know, what are 340 million people, Americans, going to do when that supply chain breaks, right? And it's going to get pretty desperate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see it too.
Yeah.
Well, see, I was saying that when this pandemic first started, and there was a shortage of toilet paper and stuff. We've been on a 3-day restock cycle for over 10 or 15 years, and it hasn't broke down for no reason. Why does it suddenly break down? Because of that. And that's because they control it.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. So, I'm gonna call back in, Matt, for your roundtable.
Right, I'm going to play a short story, one of my old ones. It's 25 minutes long, and then I'll open up the phone lines.
Okay. Pleasure, guys.
Take care,
bye,
Bruce.
Polaris.
Nice to hear you. Bye.
Let's see. They're talking about Snowden in the chat room. That guy should be an American hero, not a criminal.
Is he in Russia still, or where did he wind up? Supposedly.
Once the government passes laws to protect them when they break the law, you know something's wrong.
It's messed up. Well, like I said, it's a revolving carousel to nowhere. Time to turn it off. That's my suggestion anyway. I'm glad you let me pull on the servers, so thank you, and thanks for hopping on with me.
Anytime, they're just dead air, you can.
Oh, that's all right. I don't usually do that. It was just one of those spontaneous things.
Well, I would have joined you at first, but like I said, I was eating dinner, and then I had to get me a shower.
Well, you got to take care of you. It's important.
Yeah, they're saying he's been treated dreadful. Yeah, I agree. We got about 1 minute. Why don't you tell everybody when your show's on, Solaris?
Oh, my show's on Saturday night, 12 midnight Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Pacific. Raven Stars Witching Hour, freedomslips.com. Don't forget to donate to this station.
And they can reach you at nightshadeanomalies.com.
Night Shadow Anomaly Detectives.
Night Shadow, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. There's an abbreviation there on my name. Yeah.
Anyway.
Thank you, Painter. Thank you, everybody.
And I'll be up next in a few minutes, folks.
All right. See you later.
All right. You have a good evening, Solaris. Thank you.
You too. Thanks, Painter.
Listening to Revolution Radio.